Hunt, good to see you. Hunt shook his hand but only nodded in return. Connor brushed off his coldness or didn't seem to notice.
I was wondering if you would do another photo shoot with me next week.
Again? I asked in surprise.
Sales are through the roof. You've branded my clothes in a way I'd never anticipated. Your image and your bravery are something women desire. When that story hit the newspapers, it helped my sales, not made them worse. Women all over the world admire you. Something terrible happened to you, but you didn't give up.
He held up his finger.
That's the kind of role model young women should be looking up to.
His words left me speechless because Connor was never kind without reason. If he gave a compliment, it was genuine. If he didn't like you, he had no problem announcing it. He cared very little about what other people thought. Instead, he valued his own opinion above the rest.
That's sweet, Connor. So let's do another. I'm releasing a new evening fashion line.
He indicated my dress.
From what I hear, people already love it.
It is beautiful. I ran my hands down the front.
Is that a yes? He asked.
Of course.
That's wonderful.
He leaned in to kiss me on the cheek again. This time, Hunt didn't let the second kiss slide. He discreetly maneuvered between us and addressed Connor directly.
I've been meaning to get a new suit. Do you have any recommendations?
Connor didn't pick up on the hostility because Hunt hit it well enough.
I have tons, actually. We should discuss it, Hunt said. Titan is my business partner, and she speaks highly of your work. Perhaps I should adopt some of her taste in fashion. You can always swing by the office and one of my girls will fit you. Sounds like a great idea.
Connor was called away by someone, so he left abruptly. The second he was gone, Hunt wore his fierce scowl. He eyed Connor's back like his gaze was a sharp knife and Connor was a cutting board. Hunt watched him closely before he turned back to me. I couldn't suppress my grin. And I'm the jealous one. He didn't crack a smile.
He wants to fuck you.
So what? The hostile glare he gave me was hot enough to burn lava.
So what?
Just because he wants to doesn't mean he gets to. There are lots of women who want to hop into your bed. Does that mean you're going to screw all of them? His terrifying gaze was the only response I was going to get.
I don't want him to kiss you like that.
He's French.
Don't give a damn what he is.
You're overreacting.
Watch a woman kiss me on the cheek twice and see if I'm overreacting.
He stepped away from me and returned to the main party, his powerful shoulders tense with unpleasant hostility. He entered the crowd, but stuck out like an island in the middle of the sea. Even from across the room, I could feel his anger. I could feel his rage.
Chapter 3. Hunt.
I shouldn't have lost my temper over Connor. Right now, it didn't matter. My only chance at keeping Titan was by making her fall so deeply in love with me that she would take one last risk for me. She would go against the evidence and choose to believe me just because she wanted to. Acting like a jealous maniac wasn't the way to accomplish that. Nor was storming out of her penthouse after fucking her. I needed to get my shit together. Connor was the last thing I should be worried about right now. I had more pressing problems at the moment. Natalie's voice interrupted my thoughts as I sat at my desk.
Sir, I have Kyle Livingston on line one.
I knew exactly what this was about, and I hoped it would be good news. My father could turn anything into gold with a snap of a finger. People found his intimidation respectable, so everyone wanted to do business with him. He was cunning but also eloquent. If we weren't at war with each other, I would actually admit I respected him as a businessman. He made great choices, and to the best of my knowledge, he'd never maliciously screwed anyone over. His business operated with some sense of morality. Thank you, Natalie. I hit the speakerphone button so I could continue looking out the window. What can I do for you, Kyle? Playing it cool was the only way to operate. Men didn't respond to the pathetic sound of desperation. I was absolutely desperate at the moment, but I was far too proud to reveal it. Talked to your father yesterday. Is that so? I kept up the pretense of indifference. My desires couldn't be obvious to anyone. If people understood your motives, they could easily turn you into a puppet. How'd that go? He offered the exact deal you predicted. And that's surprising. I rested my elbow on the desk and propped my head against it. It was a sunny day in the city, not a cloud in the sky, but the presence of winter was obvious when people walked down the street in their thickest clothes. Guess not. I got right to the point so I could act natural. It was something I would ordinarily do if I had no personal interest in the matter. Are you going to take the deal? I told him I would think about it. It was an awfully great offer to turn down. The fact that Kyle had doubts boded extremely well for me. I thought the entire thing was suspicious. Why would he offer me something like that unless there's a catch? There's always a catch. And some things are too good to be true. That's what I was thinking. Well, let me know what you decide. Titan is still interested, but if you do decide to work with Vincent, she'll start working on a new plan. Lighting a fire under Kyle's ass would help. Titan wasn't the kind of woman to sit around and wait for things to happen. She happened to things. There was a solution to every problem, and she would always find it. We have a meeting with some of my distributors next week, so we'll start from there. I held a terrible hand of cards, and I was bluffing. There was no meeting, there were no distributors. I needed Kyle, but I wasn't going to say it. Men with little power always let their egos inflate the second they had a bit of control. Men with a lot of power never let it go to their head, because they were used to holding all the cards.
Actually, I think working with Titan would be a better option for me.
A grin immediately spread across my face. I straightened in my chair and felt my chest relax for the first time that week. I'd finally gotten something done. I got Titan what she deserved and I'd thwarted my father's spiteful plan.
I agree. I'll talk to Titan and her office will contact you.
I'd like to do this sooner rather than later before I formally turn down Vincent's offer.
I understand. If it didn't work out with Titan, he didn't want to lose the only other deal he had on the table. You'll hear from her in the next hour. I hung up, then vacated my chair. I had a meeting in 30 minutes, but that didn't seem important right now. I stepped out, then walked up to Natalie's desk. Reschedule my meeting. Natalie hid her surprise at the short notice. Instead, she nodded.
Of course, Mr. Hunt.
I never rearranged my life for anyone. In my world, everything revolved around me. I never dropped a business meeting for a woman or anyone else but for Titan. Nothing else seemed as important as she did. Titan was on the phone in her office at Stratosphere. She looked up at me as I walked inside, but still carried on her conversation like she didn't have company.
Yes, I think that's an excellent idea, Roger. We'll discuss it over lunch next week.
She listened to him say something in return before she responded.
Sounds good. Take care.
With candy apple-colored fingernails, she set the phone on the base, then turned her full attention on me. She did a much better job of seeming indifferent toward me when we were in public, but she couldn't hide it completely. Her eyes held a different kind of intensity that was only reserved for me. She swallowed a lot more often and squeezed her legs together when she sat in a chair. Her eyes smoothed over my body like she was imagining her hands pressing against my solid chest.
I wasn't expecting to see you for at least another hour.
I shut her office door before I came closer to her desk. Me either.
She glanced at the door before she turned back to me again, her guard up. She probably assumed I wanted to do something dirty right up against the window. That wasn't my intention, but her assumption wasn't unfounded. I stood with my hands in my pockets as I stared down at her, looking at the hollow of her throat. It seemed so lonely in the blouse she wore. It needed to be warmed by my kisses, caressed by my calloused fingers. When I looked at Titan, I didn't just see a beautiful woman. I saw my woman. When she spoke, her voice was much quieter than usual. She was vulnerable when it was just the two of us, treating me like her lover, even when she didn't want to. It was a natural urge, and I did the exact same thing.
What is it, Hunt?
I just talked to Kyle Livingston. Her eyes narrowed at the mention of his name. He wants to do business with you. He's waiting for a call from your office. It gave me a great sense of pride that I could return this to her. I was like a dog that hunted down a squirrel in the backyard. Now I was bringing it to my master so I could be showered with praise. Her opinion meant the world to me.
With me?
She asked in surprise.
What about Vincent?
Kyle turned down his offer. He wants to work with you instead. Her eyes remained fixed as she slowly cocked her head to the side. She regarded me with intense suspicion, as if I'd just spoken in a different language to her.
Why would he want to do that?
I shrugged. Doesn't matter. Call him. She pressed her hands against the desk and slowly rose to her feet. In heels, she was nearly eye level with me. I liked it when she had an extra 5 inches on her height because it was easier to kiss her, but I also liked it when she had to completely crane her neck just to meet my gaze.
It does matter. Kyle Livingston would have to be an idiot to reject that offer. Unless he's in love with you like I am, it doesn't make any sense.
I loved hearing her say that. I never got tired of it. She said it simply, like it was the truest thing in the world. It was innate and unstoppable. She had no shame admitting her feelings for me because they were an essential part of who she was. He's not in love with me, so you don't need to be jealous. When she glared at me, it was with distinct playfulness. I talked him into it.
How on earth did you do that?
She asked incredulously. I told him you were the better partner, simple as that. I held her gaze, wishing I could run my hand through her soft curls. I wished this enormous desk weren't between us so my hands could slide around her waist and pivot her against me. She stared back at me like similar thoughts were going through her mind. Her playful glare and skepticism quickly slipped away, replaced by a touched expression. She grew softer as she faced me, becoming more vulnerable with every passing second.
Diesel.
I moved around the desk and came to her side, my hands aching to touch her.
I can't believe you did that.
Our rule of professionalism went out the window, and I grabbed her by the hips and turned her toward me. My hands ran across her ass, then up her back as my body moved deeper into hers. I didn't kiss her, but the spark between us was smoldering enough. I looked into her face and saw so much of my own love reflected back at me. Is it really that surprising? My hand cupped her cheek, and my thumb brushed against her bottom lip. Her face was small in comparison to my enormous palm.
No.
I'm not gonna let you get hit in the crossfire between my father and me. He can do whatever he wants to me, but he'd better leave you out of it.
When he finds out, he's going to be mad.
My father was a prideful man. Of course, this would tick him off. I'd managed to steer both Titan and Livingston away from him. He wouldn't take it lying down. He would be even less merciful in his next attack. But as long as his rage was directed toward me and not my woman, I didn't care. I hope he is mad. I couldn't deny my urges anymore, and I leaned in and kissed her softly on the lips. She kissed me back, her hands immediately moving to my chest. Her fingertips pressed through my clothing and applied pressure directly to my skin. She breathed into my mouth with a quiet moan, and I knew if she were sitting, she'd be squeezing her thighs together tightly. My hand squeezed her ass, then slowly pulled her skirt to her waist. My fingertips slid across her smooth skin, feeling the beautiful flesh I loved to enjoy every single night. My cock was hard against the zipper in my slacks, and he wanted to break free and dive between the legs of the most beautiful woman on the planet. She kissed me harder, and allowed her bare ass to be revealed in the middle of her office. But then she came to her senses and pulled her delicious lips away from mine.
"We can't."
She stepped back and yanked her skirt down, flustered and aroused at the same time. My fingers ached in pain, and my jaw was clenched with annoyance. I wanted to make love to her on that desk, to have her legs spread wide for me while she lay back on the wood. I wanted to take Tatum Titan in her natural habitat. But I shouldn't be surprised that her need for professionalism outweighed her desire. Her ambition was the only thing strong enough to combat it. Despite my raging hard-on, I respected her restraint. "Then, I expect you to show me your gratitude later tonight." She smoothed out the front of her skirt, then touched her lips like I'd just bit her.
"Show my gratitude, huh?"
My eyes moved to her lips, imagining them sucking my cock and devouring my cum.
"Yes."
"It's been a while since I've been in charge."
"Too bad."
My hand fisted into her hair, and I gave her an abrupt kiss on the lips before I walked away. "Let me know how it goes with Kyle. I told him the two of you could do great things together."
"I will."
Her eyes followed me as I walked out. I opened the door and turned around to look at her. "You'll get my instructions in a few hours." She crossed her arms over her chest, wearing a defiant expression, but she didn't voice her disobedience. I didn't expect anything in return for helping her. My only motive was to give her what she deserved. But if I could take advantage of the situation, I sure as hell would. "Have a good day, Titan."
"You too, Hunt."
When I finished my session at the gym, I got into the back seat of my Mercedes, and my driver escorted me back to my penthouse. My mind had been stuck on sex all day, and now that working hours were officially over, I called Titan. She answered professionally, telling me she wasn't at liberty to speak her mind.
"Titan."
I loved the way she said her own name. It was with so much confidence. "I have instructions for you."
"I'm listening."
"Go home. Get naked, grab a bottle of lube. Finger yourself until you're ready for me."
"I don't need to do that to be ready for you, Hunt."
She had the wrong location in mind. "Actually, you do, and I strongly recommend it." Her silence was the confirmation I was looking for. On all fours, on the bed. I hung up and shoved the phone into my pocket. My eyes stared out the window, but I didn't see the buildings and the pedestrians. All I saw was Titan with her ass in the air, her fingers buried inside her asshole as she prepared to take my enormous dick. I didn't want to say a single word to her, I just wanted to fuck her, to remind her she was mine, even if she wore another man's ring. I went home, showered, and then changed into jeans and a t-shirt before having my driver drop me off at her building. I walked into the lobby, found the elevator, and slowly rose to the top of the building. My heart was beating so fast. I got off on calling the shots, issuing the orders. I got off on watching a strong woman obey. I got rock hard at making such a powerful woman submit to me, giving her body as well as her heart. So fucking hard. The doors opened and I stepped into her penthouse. It was quiet, and she was nowhere in sight, so I knew she had followed my directions. I pulled my shirt over my head as I crossed the living room. I kicked off my shoes next as I kept moving. I turned into the bedroom and found her exactly as I imagined, holding her body up with one arm while two fingers were buried in her ass. A bottle of lube lay on the sheets beside her. She breathed hard, stretching herself for me with obvious enjoyment. I stared at her luscious ass as my fingers undid my belt and jeans.
silky, fair skin and slender fingers. A perfect back, arched and toned. Her dark hair settled between her shoulder blades. My jeans and boxers hit the floor, and that's when she heard me. She looked at me over her shoulder. My cock was thicker than it had ever been. Just when Titan had me at a new level of arousal, she exceeded it. I'd never forget the sight of this gorgeous woman fingering herself so I could fuck her tiny asshole with my enormous cock. Last time I fucked her in the ass, it hurt. But I'd have to get her used to it, because I really enjoyed it. Other women asked me to fuck them in the ass, but that was only because they thought I wanted it. The kinkier they were, the more likely it was that I would stick around. I never cared for it. But with Titan, I wanted to fuck her every single way I could. Fuck. I moved onto the bed and positioned myself behind her, watching her fingers continue to work her little hole. I leaned over her and wrapped my arm around her chest. I moved my mouth to her ear and I listened to her breathe hard as she continued to finger herself. I never told her to stop, so she better keep going. Lubed up for me, baby?
Yes,
she said with a heavy breath. Yes, boss man. She stiffened under my words but didn't disobey me.
Yes, boss man.
I moved back and held myself on my knees. I clicked open the bottle of lube and poured it all over my dick. The second I wrapped my hand around myself and massaged the oil into my skin, I moaned. My cock was sensitive because I was so hard in anticipation. I tossed the bottle aside, then grabbed her wrist before I pulled her hand away. Her ass was stretched and ready for me, slick with the lubrication. I took myself by the base and pushed inside her. My entry was a lot easier than last time. I moved in slowly, feeling the profound tightness from every direction. She squeezed my dick aggressively, and I felt it twitch in pleasure. It was perfect, just like last time. The view was incredible, and my fat dick was happy. She moaned at my entrance, both in pleasure and pain. She arched her back harder and took heavy breaths as she accommodated my immense size in her petite channel. I wasn't even completely burrowed inside her, and she was struggling. I moved farther until I was sheathed to the hilt. She moaned again, hissing through her teeth as she combated the pain. I had Tatum Titan on all fours, my big dick in her beautiful ass. I was a lucky son of a bitch. My hands gripped her hips as I prepared to fuck her. They slid up her waist to her tits, and I palmed both of them aggressively before I reached up and grabbed her by the back of the hair. I've been thinking about this all day. I wrapped her hair around my knuckles until I had a perfect grip. She continued to breathe heavily. I started to move, giving it to her slow in the beginning. I needed her to relax, to take my cock gently so it wouldn't hurt her. But every time I thrust, my body just wanted to thrust harder. I wanted to fuck her viciously, to pound into that ass with the same aggression I fucked her pussy. Somehow I restrained myself. Her moans became louder and she rocked back with me, matching my gentle pace. She sheathed my cock over and over, her tiny asshole stretched wide apart. I already wanted to come. I started to move faster because I couldn't restrain myself. She breathed and moaned as she took me over and over. I tugged on her hair and forced her face up to the ceiling. Like a puppet, she was completely under my control. I had her exactly where I wanted her, taking her in a way no other man ever had. Fuck, I wanted to come. My other hand moved to her clit and I massaged her aggressively, needing to make her come fast because I wouldn't last. I worked her clit with my large fingers, feeling the wetness that had oozed from her pussy. I couldn't touch her like this without moving faster, so I fucked her harder than I did before. She came quickly, thank God. Her ass tightened as she came and her entire body tensed as the euphoria swept over her. She clawed at the sheets, bucked her hips, and said my name in the midst of screams.
When her moans died away and her ass loosened again, I knew she was finished. I did the gentlemanly thing by allowing her to come first. Now I was going to come in her ass. I gripped both of her hips and pounded into her hard. The headboard smacked into the wall and she moaned loudly as I took her roughly. In less than 10 seconds I hit my trigger and burst deep inside her ass. Fucking incredible. I gave her everything I had, depositing every drop I could inside her. I wanted it to sit there all night long, so a piece of me would always be with her. I let my cock soften inside her, feeling the phantom shots of pleasure. When I completely descended from my high, I pulled out of her. I leaned over and pressed kisses along her spine, slightly apologetic for fucking her so ruthlessly. I loved this woman deeply, but my carnal instincts only seemed to intensify. There were times when I wanted to make love to her, to take my time and make her feel incredible with my touches and kisses. But times like these, I just wanted to fuck her. My arms were secure around her waist, and I placed kisses at the back of her neck as she stood under the running water. Drops splashed across her beautiful skin, and I licked them away with my tongue. Her audible breaths were non-existent because the falling water drowned out the sound. My hands explored her body like I'd never touched her before. My caresses were loving, an apology for the way I'd gripped her so violently before. I still wanted to remain in charge, but now I just wanted to feel her, kiss her, touch her, love her. She turned around and faced me, the water hitting the back of her hair and washing away the conditioner. When her makeup was washed away and her hair was flat, she didn't look like the same executive in charge of a multi-billion-dollar company. She just looked like a woman, a soft and beautiful one. I adored her authoritative fire, but her subtle simmer was equally as fascinating to me. She was gorgeous. My hand moved to her neck, and I could feel her gentle pulse throbbing against my fingertip. She was calm, her heart rate slow and peaceful. I liked to feel the life in her veins. I liked to feel her moods when she was with me. Once my lips were on her skin, her body kicked into overdrive, but when we experienced a quiet moment together, like this one, she was pretty comfortable. I stepped under the water, fisted her wet hair, and kissed her. I was satisfied from fucking her so fiercely. She was satisfied with my performance, but I always wanted more. I wished I could have all of her. I tasted the water on her mouth when our tongues danced together. The water cascaded down both of our bodies, enclosing us in a hiding space where no one would ever find us. Her plump, soft lips felt erotic against mine. I could kiss her forever. I'd never kissed a woman this way in my entire life. I didn't just feel arousal with her, but overwhelming passion. I constantly wanted more, even though I'd already taken everything. Her heart rate quickened and my breathing escalated. Her body was molded to mine, her soft tits pressing against my hard chest, her nipples hardened against me. I could feel the tips as they puckered. My muscular arms wrapped around her petite frame, and I squeezed her tighter against me. Minutes passed, and it continued. I didn't have an end game in mind with this. I wouldn't mind making love to her, but that wasn't my goal. I just wanted to kiss her, to enjoy her. I wanted to feel her in my arms, to feel her shiver at my touch. Being in love did crazy things to me. It turned me into a different man. It softened my hard edges, it changed my priorities. Money and power didn't seem so important anymore, not unless it made my woman happy. I'd wanted to rule this world alone, but once I'd met the perfect queen, I realized I wanted to share the throne with someone else. I sucked her bottom lip into my mouth before I finally ended the embrace. My eyes looked into hers, seeing the same love that was burning in my heart. Her passion matched mine, if not exceeded it. I would do anything for this woman,
and I knew she would do anything for me.
No matter what the outside world did to either of us, we were always loyal to each other. Nothing could shake our commitment to one another. Even when she questioned my motives and struggled to trust me, she still had my back. That was real love. I cupped both of her cheeks and brushed my nose against hers. I love you. Maybe it was something I shouldn't say, since she had committed to Thorn, but I didn't give a damn. A real man didn't hide his feelings for the woman he loved. Whether she could handle it or not, I was going to speak my mind. I was looking at the most amazing woman in the world, and my heart was singing. Her eyes shifted back and forth as she looked into mine, and she didn't surround herself with any walls. She remained vulnerable to me, connected to me as we stood under the running water. When we were away from the public, we were bound together even more tightly. Our love was uninterrupted.
I love you too.
I pressed my forehead to hers and closed my eyes, feeling the undeniable connection between us. It was difficult to see her during the day, both of us dressed in our expensive clothes with executive pretenses, when all I wanted to do was be real with her. When I walked into her office, the first thing I wanted to do was kiss her. When reporters snooped into my personal life, I wanted to tell them I was in love with Tatum Titan. When I went out with the guys, I wanted to wear a band on my left hand, so women wouldn't waste their time with me. I wanted to be transparent with my affection, wear my heart on my sleeve. One day, I would have that. I just had to be patient. We got out of the shower, dried off, and then got into bed. I was in my boxers, and she pulled out one of my t-shirts from the drawer. It must have been one I left behind, because I didn't remember giving it to her. It looked better on her than it did on me, anyway. I lay beside her in bed and hooked her leg over my waist. Face to face on the pillow, we stared at each other. I hadn't slept through the night with her in months. It used to be a regular occurrence, but now those days were over. I missed them. I didn't bother trying to stick around anymore, either. She always asked me to leave, and that routinely pissed me off. That left things on bad terms, and I hated ending things that way every night. You're damn beautiful, you know that? Her eyes softened the same way they always did when I gave her an unexpected compliment. Her hand rested against my chest, and she brushed her palm against the hard muscles of my pectorals.
You're sweet.
Just honest. Sometimes that makes me sweet. Sometimes it makes me an asshole.
You're never an asshole to me.
Because you're beautiful. My fingers explored her waistline underneath her t-shirt.
I think there's more to it than that.
I kissed the corner of her mouth. Because I'm in love with you. Her eyes softened again. I knew I was making the evening intense with my confessions, but I wasn't going to downplay my feelings for this woman. All I could do was change the subject. How'd it go with Kyle? Her fingers brushed across my skin to the center of my sternum.
He came by the office this afternoon. We sat down for a few hours and discussed our options.
And did you feel good about it?
I did, she whispered. He can give me exactly what I want, and I can give him exactly what he wants. He didn't mention Vincent, which was a relief. I wouldn't have known what to say to him if he had.
Nothing to discuss.
So we're moving forward. It would be nice to get in everywhere that Vincent mentioned, but I'm just glad to start somewhere. It's always been one of my biggest goals. If it weren't for you, it wouldn't be happening.
My thumb swiped across her belly button. It would still happen, just not right now. A warm smile spread across her lips.
This deal was really important to me. Thank you for making it happen.
My father can fuck with me, but he can't fuck with you. And he would definitely be coming after me soon enough. Kyle probably turned down his offer just a few hours ago. He was probably gripping the edge of his desk with his teeth on edge. She explored my hard stomach with her fingertips, feeling the grooves in between the muscles. She loved the strength of my body, the
the way I was packed with muscle but without fat. I had a protein shake for breakfast, a protein-packed salad for lunch, and I hit the gym every day. I didn't care that much about my health, but I cared about making her legs shake when I was buried deep inside her. She eyed my body with a lustful expression in her gaze. Her fingertips trailed farther down until she found the outline of my cock through my boxers. She rubbed her fingers along my length and gave my shaft a gentle squeeze before she rolled me to my back. She climbed on top of me, pulled down my shorts to expose my length, and then inserted my dick inside her. I lay back and gripped her hips, enjoying her slick pussy as much as I had that tight asshole. I loved fucking her, but I loved it when she took me when she felt like it. She knew exactly what she wanted, and she wasn't afraid to make her intentions known. She rode my dick like a pro, her eyes locked on me. I was definitely a lucky man.
Chapter 4. Titan. Maybe we should have the wedding on Martha's Vineyard, Liv, Thorne's mother, said. It's so beautiful there. Thomas and I go every summer when the flowers are at their finest. Not a bad idea, Thomas said. Or we do a beach wedding. Everyone likes those. I drank my wine and looked out the window to see people passing in their heavy coats. The restaurant was warm, with fireplaces spaced around the room. Dates enjoyed each other's company over candlelight and a nice bottle of wine. The distant sound of forks tapping against the plates filled the room. The conversation carried on, but I didn't focus my attention on it. I thought about a lot of things, like my new relationship with Kyle Livingston, what Vincent Hunt would do in retaliation, and what my lover was doing right now, Diesel Hunt. Every time he said he loved me, I immediately said it back. Every time he kissed me, I kissed him back harder. I don't care where we get married. Thorne had his arm draped over the back of my chair. He didn't directly touch me, but he was deeply affectionate whenever we were in public. Now that we were engaged, he touched me more often. For most of the evening, his hand had rested on my thigh. He was in slacks and a dark blue collared shirt, his powerful physique stretching the fabric in masculine ways. I just care about the honeymoon. Thomas laughed at his son's crude remark. Liv smiled, then covered up her smirk with a sip of her wine. I was only partially paying attention. What are your thoughts? Liv asked, her gaze directed at me. I quickly swallowed my wine and tried to pretend I'd been engaged in the conversation the entire time. I wouldn't mind something simple. All I really care about is the dress. An outdoor wedding would be preferable. This was the only wedding I would ever have, so I should put more effort into it. Our children would see pictures someday. But it was hard for me to get truly excited when we weren't in love. I wouldn't question Thorne's happiness or mine on the big day, because I knew we loved each other so deeply. But I knew that love would never be passionate, not like the kind I had with Hunt. Then it should be on Martha's Vineyard, Liv said. What do you think? That sounded fine enough. Sure. What do you think, Horn? He shrugged. Like I said, I only care about the honeymoon. His wine glass was empty, so he helped himself to mine. If we were alone, I'd swat his hand away. Then it's settled, Liv said. I know of a great wedding planner out there who can help us out. She looked like a springtime flower that was blooming after a cold winter. She was over the moon that her eldest son was getting married. He was the first one in the family to do it. We need to work on your wedding dress next. I'll talk to Connor Swaite about it, I said. I'm sure he could design something wonderful. Thorne nodded in agreement. He really understands how to highlight your natural beauty. He turned to me with a handsome smile. "Thanks," I said. Liv smiled at the two of us. "You guys are so great together. Sometimes you just know when two people are going to be together for the rest of their lives." Thorne and I hadn't even kissed each other, and we spent our time in bed with other people. But we did have a powerful connection between us. Even if we never married, he would always be a significant person in my life. To me, he was family. I think so, too. "What about kids?" his mother pressed. "That's happening soon, right?" "Liv," Thomas said quietly, "let them get married first and see how it goes." Liv looked slightly embarrassed but couldn't cover up her excitement. Thorne addressed it. "We want to have kids pretty soon. Titan feels like she's getting old, and I'm ready to start a family." Liv looked like the happiest mother in the world.
"Oh, that's so wonderful."
She covered her mouth with her hands as tears sprung in her eyes. Thomas smiled, unable to hide his excitement.
"Well, you know that makes us very happy."
I was grateful my kids would have wonderful grandparents. Thorne's parents were very sweet. They were a little too involved in Thorne's life, but that wasn't necessarily a bad thing. I didn't have any relatives, so I was glad my kids would have a strong family of grandparents and uncles.
"So, right after the wedding, then?" Liv asked.
"Pretty much."
Thorne turned to me with a grin on his face.
"Maybe we'll start on the honeymoon."
"Maybe." That didn't sound like a bad idea. The whole reason we were getting married was so I could start our family. No reason to wait. Thorne winked.
"This trip is gonna be awesome."
Kyle sat across from me in the conference room at Stratosphere.
"China is the biggest retailer in the world. America comes in a close second, but in terms of actual items sold, it's further down the list. But since the prices are much higher elsewhere, that's why they compete so well."
"I agree.
I think we should start your products in the high-end stores and market them as luxury items. Beauty is a big deal for a lot of women there, and they want the best product out there. But we'll have to redo the label to serve this demographic better. While it's sleek and elegant for the American market, it clashes with the Chinese audience."
"Makes sense. I can have my team put something together."
"I was actually thinking my team would come up with something," he said, "since we work in that space a lot. How about I bring it to you and ask for your opinion, then we can go from there. I assumed you would be handling my marketing as well, since you understand this field so much better than I do."
That was fair. "I think it's a good plan."
"Awesome."
He closed his tablet and organized his papers before he dropped them into his bag.
"I think this is going to be a great partnership. Hunt speaks so highly of you, which is strange because he doesn't seem to have anything nice to say about anyone."
I smiled as I rose to my feet. "He's a bit grouchy sometimes." Kyle chuckled and walked with me to the door.
"There's obviously something about you that doesn't make him grouchy."
We walked to the lobby where our four assistants were working, taking phone calls and working on spreadsheets.
"Do you know who his mystery woman is, by the way?"
Kyle stopped walking as he adjusted his satchel over his shoulder. Right at that moment, the elevator doors opened and Hunt emerged, looking sleek and deadly in his black suit with his matching hair. He stepped onto the floor like he owned the whole building, not just half of it. His eyes were only on me, as if Kyle and the four assistants weren't even there. As always, my heart soared like a bird that just took flight. "I'm sorry, I don't," I said to Kyle. "Hunt and I don't discuss our personal lives."
"That doesn't surprise me."
Kyle turned to Hunt when he approached us.
"Hunt,
He shook his hand. Hunt reciprocated before he placed his hands in his pockets.
Business going well?
It is, Kyle said. You were right about Titan. She's got an incredible mind.
It was nice to hear a compliment once in a while. Men were usually intimidated or annoyed by my success. They put me down rather than praised me. Maybe being associated with Hunt had changed people's perception of me. After Hunt declared war against Bruce Carroll, the industry knew not to cross him. And since he did business with me, they shouldn't cross me either. I didn't need his shadow to protect me, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't nice getting this kind of respect.
She does.
Hunt turned his gaze on me. As if Kyle weren't standing right there, he gave me that typical possessive look. He clearly didn't give a damn if anyone picked up on it. If Kyle paid a little more attention, he would have the answer to the question he'd just asked me.
I'll see you later.
Kyle shook my hand before he walked away.
Having lunch with a wife before the kids get out of school.
Enjoy your time alone while you can, I said.
Will do.
He waved, then got into the elevator. Hunt and I stepped into the conference room, and he shut the door behind us even though I preferred to keep it open. Anytime we were in public but not visible, I was high-strung. Hunt didn't respect boundaries. If anything, he wanted to be caught in the act. I purposely moved to the other side of the table so there would be a solid barrier in between us. He stood with his hands in his pockets, his heavy gaze centered right on me. When he was dressed like that, sexy and all black, it was hard not to think about stripping everything off and throwing it to the floor. Images of us in bed together came to mind, the sweat, the moans, the orgasms, like they were plastered on a TV screen. I couldn't be close to him without sex crossing my mind. I couldn't touch him without thinking about the way he told me he loved me. My brain turned into a fried egg. He watched me like he was witnessing all of those thoughts for himself. Maybe we needed to screw every morning and every night so these tense encounters wouldn't happen anymore. Or maybe they would just make us want each other more. Judging by the shameless way he eye-fucked me, it probably wouldn't make a difference.
You look beautiful today.
He could get any woman on her back if he just said those words. He could walk up to her in a bar, not even bother introducing himself, and she'd be on her knees sucking him off in the bathroom. We aren't doing that. A grin crept onto his lips.
Then how did it go with Kyle?
Really well. We made a lot of progress.
Good.
His grin didn't change.
And I still think you look beautiful today.
I did my best to glare at him, but it was a pathetic attempt. What happened to professionalism?
I'm not touching you, am I?
Only because the table was between us. Kyle and I are going to work on rebranding next. It'll be a few months before we can start testing products in our territories, but at least we're going somewhere.
These things take time. I'm glad you guys are getting along so well.
He's very nice. I feel like people have been a lot nicer to me in general since we started working together. He dropped his smile, turning serious.
People know they shouldn't piss me off.
I crossed my arms over my chest and made sure I stuck to my side of the table. If a piece of furniture weren't in the way, I can imagine my hands moving up and down his chest. A soft kiss sounded perfect for lunch. I wouldn't mind hugging up my skirt for a quickie. I could bend over the table, and he could ram me from behind. Then his cum would be sitting inside me for the rest of the day. Wow. I needed to get my shit together. Hunt regarded me with that ferocious stare, like the table wouldn't get in his way if he really wanted to grab me. Now my knees were getting weak. My breath was coming out unevenly. I almost didn't care that we were at work. He obviously didn't. If we're done here, I'll see you later. I had to dismiss him now. Otherwise, my panties would be around my ankles.
You're going to have to come around the table sometime.
I stayed put. I have a few things to do here. He called my bluff with a smile.
Whatever you say, Titan.
He stepped out of the room and turned around at the door. I stared at his fine ass in his slacks. It was tight and muscular. I wanted to sink my teeth into it then and there. He turned around before he stepped out.
I have dinner plans tonight, just so you know.
My heart fell with disappointment. He'd come over every night this week.
Oh, I'll be home at 8, if you want to surprise me.
He walked out and let the door shut behind him. He was so arrogant, and it drove me crazy. But I knew I would be there at 8. He knew it too. I was ready for him when the elevator doors opened. I was in my black teddy and garters, along with shiny black heels. My hair was curled the way he liked, and my makeup was dark and heavy. Seeing him in that black suit had driven me crazy all day. I couldn't stop thinking about having him, about taking him deep and hard. It was as if I hadn't been enjoying him every single night of the week. He was still in the black suit he wore earlier today, looking handsome and sexy. His jaw was cleanly shaven, his hair was still neat, and he didn't look the least bit surprised to see me waiting for him. As he walked closer to me, his smile widened. His eyes roamed over my body in the sultry lingerie, and a lustful look of approval was in his eyes. He slowly peeled off his jacket and tossed it on the floor, as if the expensive coat didn't mean a damn thing to him. His eyes never left my face. Hands by your sides. He hesitated before he obeyed. My fingers worked the buttons of his shirt. I yanked the tie off and placed it over my shoulder to use later. His belt was undone and his fly was open. I pushed all of his clothes to the floor, enjoying the spectacular view of his body as more skin was revealed. When he was naked in front of me, all muscle with a fat cock between his legs, I moved into him and kissed his chest. My tongue explored the hard muscles until I sucked one of his nipples into my mouth. He watched me lustfully and dug one hand into my hair. I shoved his arm down and kept kissing him. I slid down to my knees so I was level with his throbbing cock. My mouth opened, and I took his large length down my throat. When he face-fucked me, it made my throat raw and my tear ducts sting. But it felt so good at the same time. I slathered his entire shaft with my saliva and sucked the tip so I could taste the pre-cum he had already begun to release. He fought the urge to touch me by keeping his hands by his sides. But he watched me with a powerful look of desperation. A masculine moan emerged from deep in his throat, the most erotic sound I'd ever heard. I soaked him with my mouth before I rose to my feet again. Giving head was something I could do all day when it came to Diesel Hunt, but I had bigger plans in mind. I wanted to get on that gorgeous body and please myself. I already had a kitchen chair placed in the middle of the floor, and he knew exactly what it was for. Sit. His eyes were trained on my lips, so he leaned down to kiss me. I pulled away, making him miss the mark. Sit. My movement seemed to amuse him more than annoy him, because he smiled before he followed my directions. He seated his massive body in the chair, his long legs open as his dick rested against his stomach. His hand wrapped around his length, and he rubbed himself slowly as he watched me.
What are you going to do to me, baby?
I pushed his arms back so they dangled past the chair. everything. I undid the crotch in my teddy before I climbed onto the chair. No touching. He growled loudly. I planted my feet on the chair, then gripped his massive shoulders for balance. I wanted to fuck him the way I wanted to use him as a gorgeous man rather than someone I loved. I pointed his cock at my entrance, then slowly slid down. I was wet before he even came home. I pushed down to the bottom and breathed through the pleasure. He moaned too, both of his hands formed into fists. I could barely keep my hands off you today. I slowly moved up and down, my fingertips digging into his powerful muscle. He stretched me apart every time he was deep inside me. My pussy loved the sensation of utter fullness. Hunt was a man who always felt incredible, every time. Then you shouldn't have. His look intensified, and he became darker and more brooding. His intensity was exceptional, enough to nearly suffocate me. His hands still didn't touch me, but his arms began to shake from the force of his restraint. You should have bent over that table, hiked up your skirt, and told me to fuck you. My pussy tightened around his dick in response. I'd rather save it for tonight. I wouldn't. I want both. His feet pushed against the floor, and he thrust up into me. He wanted more of my pussy than I was giving him. No. I stopped moving, making him stationary. He growled in my face. I'm fucking you the way I want. You're supposed to sit there and let me. His eyes darkened as he looked at me. Yes, boss lady. My arms circled his neck, and I kept moving at the pace I enjoyed. I liked long and even strokes. I liked getting his fatness at a slow tempo in the beginning. Once my body lit on fire, I would squat at a quicker pace. Your cock feels so good. His hand slid up my thighs, and he used his strength to help me move up and down. He had powerful arms, so he lightened the load on my glutes and hamstrings. He kneaded my ass with his fingertips at the same time. Then he spanked me. A moan escaped my lips. He spanked me again when he knew I liked it. I scooted closer to him so I could take his entire length with every thrust. I wanted to swat his hands away, but with his help, I could fuck him harder. He was hitting me in the perfect spot over and over, and I was already biting my lip in enjoyment. Come all over my dick, baby. He looked me in the eye, his expression scorching and sexy. After a few more pumps, I was there. I was grinding on his dick at a faster tempo, and I was experiencing a blinding orgasm that made me scream right in his face. I clawed at his back and nearly drew blood as I enjoyed my high. Hunt was the only man I liked to use so much. He satisfied me a fix no other man ever could. I knew I wanted him to be the man I fucked for the rest of my life. I didn't want anyone else. Just him. When I opened my eyes, he was looking at me. His jaw was tense, and his expression was tenser. I knew he was about to come. Not until I say so. He released a scoff along with a slight smile. I shouldn't have expected anything else, boss lady. Thorne sat across from me at the table in his navy blue suit. A black tie ran down his chest, and a shiny watch sat on his wrist. He was a hard man with a body thick like concrete. His facial features were masculine and handsome, but they had a slight softness to them. Pilar described him as a pretty boy. With dirty blonde hair and blue eyes, he was much fairer than Hunt's darkness. We met for lunch in the middle of the workday, talking about work and the wedding. A gorgeous woman walked by in a tight skirt and a low-cut blouse, and she was distracting enough that I even noticed her. Thorne didn't even glance. His eyes remained on me the entire time. "Did you not see her?" I asked incredulously. He shrugged and drank